going on, everyone? This is Andy Starr with the Full Tilt Devi Podcast, back with another recap from Week 8 and bringing you your Week 9 preview. So after Drew Allar and Penn State's tough loss at Ohio State, the state of the 2025 rookie quarterback class is looking even more grim. Then in the Big 12, Oklahoma State running back Ollie Gordon broke out in a big way. I'll talk about where he sizes up in my 2025 running back rankings. And looking ahead to Week 9, Georgia has been less than perfect all season. Could it be Florida that finally upsets the number one team in the country? And we've now had back-to-back huge weeks for Devontae Walker. Can he make it three in a row this week against Georgia Tech? But first, let's talk about the hapless 2025 quarterback class. I think most had Drew Allar as the QB1 prior to last Saturday, mainly because there really was nobody else in this class healthy and still playing at a high level. I had made my questions known on the Devi Show multiple times, and my concerns were warranted after what we saw last week. Allar had been very efficient through the first six games of the season. In fact, he still has yet to throw an interception. But I was worried that he still hasn't had a highlight reel game. His big-time throw rate now sits at a paltry 1.7%. And the only time he's faced a defense in the top 75, which was last week against Ohio State, his completion percentage was in the 40s. Not all his fault, obviously. He was pressured a season-high 23 times last week. But I feel to be a top-tier NFL prospect, we should be seeing more by now. This really leaves Connor Wigman as my default QB1 for this class, but honestly, he still hasn't shown that game-breaking ability yet either, and we obviously know he's hurt and won't be playing the rest of the season. With the level of talent in the 2024 class at this position, I fully expect the QB1 to be a holdover, whether that be Quinn Ewers, maybe Cam Ward, Kyle McCord, I don't know. There's also the possibility that Ty Simpson or Devin Brown transfers and they show us something next year. I didn't see it from Simpson when he played at USF earlier, but who knows? As we know, QB is the king for rookie draft values and Superflex, and this class just doesn't have it as of right now. Next, we got to start talking about Oklahoma State's Ollie Gordon II. He absolutely went off last week against West Virginia for 282 yards on the ground, which gives him back-to-back weeks with over 275 yards of total offense. He's had four straight games with at least 120 yards rushing. His breakaway run rate is at 14% with nearly five breakaway yards per attempt. He also has 17 catches, over 1 yard per route run, and that includes a 100-yard receiving performance a couple games ago against Kansas. He does have a negative ADOT, which obviously leads us to believe he's not being used anywhere in the pass game except out of the backfield, but his performance does warrant a discussion. He is 6'1", 210 pounds, so he has the size. I use Campus to Canton's athletic comparison tool, which we see that he does comp closely to guys like Isaiah Spiller, which is not exactly the name you want to invoke, but for what it's worth, I do think that he's faster than Spiller, so we'll test out better at the combine, which should give him better draft capital when that time does come, if he does keep up this production. So where does he fall in the 2025 RBs? Well, right now, I think Quinshon Judkins and Nick Singleton haven't been bad enough to move them out of the top spots. They've certainly struggled this year, but it seems Judkins is starting to turn around it a bit, and Singleton is too great of an athlete to ignore and already has a solid season under his belt. After that, it does start to get muddy in the RB waters. You got Damian Martinez at Oregon State, who's put together two pretty good seasons. Jaden Ott at Cal has looked pretty good when he's healthy. And then Trevor Etienne down at Florida has consistently looked pretty good as well. But I think guys like Ollie Gordon, you got DJ Giddens at Kansas State, who's looked good. Dylan Sampson, when he gets the opportunity at Tennessee, has looked good. Those guys could start to creep up into that tier two by the end of the year. There's still questions, obviously, with Branson Robinson and Jam Miller. Could they be effective next season? But right now, I think it's Ollie Gordon is squarely in my top 10. He could find himself in the top 5 if he does continue on this pace. Looking ahead now to Georgia and Florida, they're going to face off in the world's largest cocktail party this weekend in Jacksonville. And I have to say, I'm worried about the Bulldogs in this one. They'll be without Brock Bowers, and I can't think of anyone else on that offense I trust to make plays. The Florida defense can be hot and cold. Last week, they were definitely cold against South Carolina, but I think Georgia will need to rely on their top five defense to make some plays to win this game. Unfortunately for them, the resurgent Graham Mertz, if you can call it a resurgence, does not make mistakes in this Florida offense. He's only had one turnover-worthy play all season. The Georgia defense is going to need to be more effective than they have been if they want to make Mertz uncomfortable back there, and I just don't see that happening. They only have 11 sacks on the season, which is outside of the top 100. If I'm taking the point spread here, I got to go with Florida plus 14.5 in this game. And I might even sprinkle a little bit on the money line here for them to shock the Bulldogs. This is a game that they absolutely could win. And then lastly, we are all glad to see DeVontez Walker back for North Carolina. In the last 2 weeks, he's had 17 catches for 278 yards and 4 touchdowns. They get Georgia Tech this weekend, who has a very average pass defense, but can certainly be exploited. But where they've really been exposed the most has been from the slot wide receiver position. And I think Drake May is too good of a quarterback to just force it to his best wide receiver in DeVontez Walker. I think he does take a little bit of a step back this week, nothing concerning or anything, but I do expect a big week from their slot receiver, Nate McCollum. But that's all I really have for the update and recap this week. If you're listening to this, we're going to be doing a Devi show next week. So check that out. We got John and Lucas and myself. We'll be obviously talking Devi and the games in week 10. So tune into that on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Hope to see you guys there. Other than that, enjoy the games this weekend and enjoy the rest of your week.